Hey, are you ready to move your life? I mean, really move it? It's time to turn up the dial on your energy, your health, your sport performance, your happiness, and your relationships. If you want to live with more freedom, more adventure, more passion, more fun, and more success, if you're ready to get your brain in the game and achieve the most out of every area of your life, then it's time to move to live and live to move with your host, Jill Summers.
Hello, you made it. You're here. You are in the right place if you are ready to dial up your life. This is Jill with Jill M. Summers Performance Coaching, and this podcast is designed to guide, coach, support, and challenge you to live your life out loud. You know, move to live, live to move. And we have an extra special interview here today because we're here with Rudy. And she's actually not here, but her here is in Kona, Hawaii, because, woo-hoo! Yes, she is on her way. We've been interviewing her over the last number of months on her journey to this place, and now she's there. She's actually been there for what, Rudy? 7 days almost? 6 days?
Right. 6 days, yeah.
Right.
Jeez, wow.
So we've been leading into this interview series with Rudy's road to Kona, and now it feels like it's just so on the precipice, it's barely the road. But it is still the road, it's still the build-up, and lots to cover. I want to hear so much about what's going on with you while you're actually there on that amazing island. So mahalo is thank you in the Hawaiian language. Mahalo for being here today and taking time out of your race week to be able to shift gears and share what's going on with you. So I really want to know what is, I've never been to this race, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners haven't been either, but it is well known for having all these great buildups that are leading up to the race. They have swims for the athletes, and they have bikes and, you know, runs, and they have the underwear run and all of that. So what's one of your favorite things that you've experienced thus far?
So first of all, you're welcome and mahalo to you as well. And aloha. And I'm learning that aloha has, like, each letter stands for something, and I haven't memorized them. But it's really awesome. So looking that up would be really cool. But it's, that is a term of greeting, as well. So it's been awesome here so far. And actually, there have been these events, but we don't even, start registration until tomorrow. So people are still arriving, which is really neat. We were really fortunate to come in on last Wednesday, so we've been able to see it just kind of build up more and more. The place we're staying in, a condo, and I've just really begun to realize that everybody here is renting, like it's someone here for the race, and so we've seen those fill up. So it was quiet, and now it's starting to fill up, which is really neat. So one of the events, I've gotten to participate in two events so far, as training experiences and community experiences, which is, both are really neat. And one was the Ironman training swim, which we got to swim the entire, distance. It's not the exact course. Going out was, I believe, the course, but then we came back in, a little bit different. So it'll be different next Saturday, but it was the distance, and that experience it was just tremendous. It's a real confidence booster, to have, been in the water, dealt with the swells, and just spent the time, getting an amazing swim in with almost 600 other people. And some of the pros were out there. Bob Babbitt, who we love, we listen to, his podcasts. We watch every year when Kona Week comes up, he does these live interviews with many of the pros and coaches and others. And so we went actually this morning and got to listen to a few of his interviews with the reigning male world champ, the runner-up, and then the top U.S. female. So that was really, really fun. So Bob did the swim also. So, So I did the swim, and I was also able to do a 10K run yesterday, and so that was really fun too.
What's it like swimming in the ocean?
So it's salty.
And figure.
Yeah, right. Absolutely beautiful. This water is so clear, like it's amazing. The water was so shallow for the first 300 to 400 yards that I could see these beautiful fish. I mean, it was just, it was really, really cool. And then the further you got out, the deeper it got. I didn't see the fish anymore, but I was like, wow, like I'm in the ocean. Like this is really amazing. And there were some swells. Right? It's, you know, so the water is moving, but it just felt awesome. I mean, it was, I didn't feel scared or like it was holding me back at all. It was really quite wonderful. So going out, it actually did feel like I was being pushed out, like I had some help. And it was like, cause I didn't feel like I was working that hard and I felt like we were flying. I mean, it just felt really good. I have my watch set to buzz at me every 300 yards. And that's just a way for me to know how far along in the swim I am. And it also gives me an opportunity to offer 300 yards, for whoever I want to offer them for.
Yeah, because we've talked about that before at other podcasts, that's one of the ways that you count.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So every 300 when your watch beeps, then you might think about send out prayer, send out thoughts
yep.
to somebody else.
Yep. Exactly.
300s. Okay.
Yep. Yep. And it's just a vibration. And the watch is really strong so that I can really feel the vibration, which is really awesome to me and really special. And so I have a set, like often what I do for my first 5 or my first 6 or my first 7. And so I had 2 sets of 7. So it was absolutely, it was perfect. So what was so special for me is I've been doing this for years now in the pool. And I've been praying about Kona for years. Mm. And here I am, Kona is number 5 for me. Okay. And just as when I lost my mom, and mom is number 4. And after I lost her, she remained number 4. It was like really powerful to me. And here I am, I'm in Kona now. And I can thank Kona, like, wow, we're here. So that was just really, really, really special. To me. And then when I took the turn, so you get, and it's a wonderful swim in the sense that when you make a turn, you're not like swimming long before you have to turn again. So it's just a long out and a long back with a quick, which is, I enjoyed that. It was kind of nice. So you're not like waiting like, oh, when is my next turn? So that was cool. But coming back, like it was more challenging. And I was like, I think it's going to be more challenging.
I wonder if it was so easy on the way out.
Right, right. And so it was kind of cool. This is really neat. I was swimming and I was like, I felt like I got off course a little. And so then I could like, the water is so clear that I can continue to swim, not even lift my head out of the water and see the line of swimmers to the left of me, just like they were, sea turtles, you know, in the current. And I'm like, oh, I could just swim right over there and get right into that current of, and so that was, it was just a really cool image and experience for me. But those second set of seven. So in the first half, I could feel like I was starting to get chafed from my skin suit, and it was painful. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have some broken skin. And it was on one side of my body. And then after a while, it was on the other side. And then I started to feel it on my neck. And I was like, all right, well, you know, you're not going to stop swimming, so you just keep going. But it started to get more painful, more uncomfortable, and it was harder to swim. And so it was this immense, wonderful experience going out, and then this like, oh, this is hard. Coming back. And so I had to work through that, but at the same time, I've got seven left, and there are seven of us in my family. I have six siblings. And so I was able to dedicate each set to a member of my family. And that, that I have so many that are starting to arrive tonight and tomorrow and the next day. And so to be able to be with my family and to feel that strength coming in. Yeah.
Do you have a list of people that you will be focusing on each of those 300s, or do you let that come to you in the moment?
I let it come to me in the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So often Jill comes to mind because back when I explained this on episode 1 or 2 or 3, Jill's like, I want to be on that list.
Yay. I made it to the list. I'm honored. Great.
But yeah, I do let it. There are times in a race. I haven't thought about it ahead of time ever in a race, and I don't know if I will. But so I just let it kind of come.
So I am continuing. I'm reading the book by Diana Nyad, Find Your Way, who is the ultra endurance swimmer who swam Cuba to Florida, took 5 tries in order to make that happen. But it was, and correct me if I'm wrong, so I want to say 70 total hours it took her.
I think it was less. I think it was 56.
Okay.
And it was a lot.
She talks about what she thinks, you know,
during
those times.
Her mind is amazing.
It's amazing. And she starts, she was fighting the cities on different continents.
She knows how many times to sing like Help by the Beatles or something.
Right. You know? And then not only in English, but in French and Spanish and Italian. That she would always end with, I want to say Italian because it's such a beautiful language. So she would leave that one to her last.
She's amazing.
Yeah. But you know, you think about all those hours and so many of us don't think that we can purposely come up with something to fill the mind space, and especially in swimming, because it's such an isolated experience. But filling up that mind space with something direct and on purpose makes so much sense. So I love your idea of breaking it down.
Thank you. And though, like, it is wonderful. It is a wonderful gift to be able to do that, because I love connecting with people, and I love the opportunity to feel that connection. Yet at the same time, I need to be present to this moment. I need and desire to be present to my stroke.
Right. Sure.
To my breathing, to the fish. To the current to my left, so I can hop on that ride.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this back and forth with, it's like figuring out what do I need in this moment?
Right.
Maybe to offer for someone else. It may be to sing a song that's gonna empower me. And it may be are you using your core, Rudy? How does your back feel? Where are you turning your head? You know, those kinds of things.
Sure. So to be able to consciously go, okay, now it's about me. Now it's about my form, my breath, my technique, my arm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
You do that also in the bike and the run?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
How does it work for you in those?
So in the bike, this is really interesting. So yesterday I did, so I've done two bike rides since I've been here. I did one the day after we got here, was a 2-hour ride, and that ride was amazing. Like, I felt so strong. I also did some intervals. Like, I did some pickups, and so that was really fun. I was riding against the wind, and I felt strong, and I mean, everything just felt amazing. Yesterday's ride, the intention was to ride easy. It's so hard to ride easy, and not in the sense that, like, it's just honestly sometimes uncomfortable on the saddle or in aero when you're not pushing. It's just, there's a discomfort. And so there's that, but I started out against the wind yesterday. And so easy, it was hard to feel easy. So here I am in the midst of this ride that I thought I was excited for. Now I'm kind of like, oh, this is hard. And I'm looking everywhere. Okay. So that's another piece of being here. You're looking at everybody. Okay. And you're constantly questioning, how far did they ride? Should I be riding further? Mm-hmm. You know, so I did my workout today, and then I walk out my door and people are running up a Lee Drive, or they're, you know, we went out to the airport today to add gym to the car, and everyone's riding their bikes, and you're like, how long have they been riding? You know, you're constantly questioning. So it's a joke to us now, you know, we just say, oh, I'd be riding. And the reality is you know what you need to be doing. And that person maybe just got off the plane and needs some exercise, right?
And so the real effort is the mental effort of my way, right?
Yeah.
This is where I am right now. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. But the real effort is not getting caught in that comparison. It's so common.
Yeah. So I'm on my ride yesterday, and it's just awesome. Okay. It is awesome because the pros are training right now too. And so you're like, oh, is that? No. And you're just looking at people and saying, who is that? Who is that? Ooh, that's a cool bike. And so I'm doing this yesterday, and I'm like, hello, like, come back, like, come back here. And when I came back, and a friend of mine has described it as like staying in your box. And when I've come back to that space, it's like, okay, this is cool. This is actually where I want to be. And it actually isn't as hard as it felt before I was right here. So I do that. I also, what's interesting is I find that when I'm distracted and I remember to come back, I say to myself, what are you afraid of? Like, that you're going to distract yourself from being in the present moment. Is there something that you're afraid of in this moment? And lately, as I say those words to myself, the next thing that comes to mind is the words from a Catholic hymn that we sang all the time, which was, "Be not afraid." And so I started singing that song, and it goes, "Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest." And, you know, I mean, I've been singing that song my whole life, and I thought, wow, wait. One, it's okay. The monkeys are cool. You like the monkeys. It's okay to hang out with them, right? There's no reason to be afraid. And there is, my higher power is there. The divine is right here with me. I can follow. I can draft off you. And you will give me rest. And that to me was like, sweet man, everything's going to be okay. I'm someone's got my back. Mm-hmm. And not just someone, everyone's got my back. And what do I want? I want to have your back. Right. And so we cannot literally draft in this race on the bike, but we can, in our own way. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so in the way I think about things. And so I've got my God, I've got my mom, I've got her big eyes. My mom has these beautiful big eyes, and at her passing, her eyes had been closed mostly for the majority of time for days. But at her passing, she opened them big and wide. And she looked at me with such great love. And that's who I'm drafting with. Mm-hmm. I see her eyes, and I have her eyes to see in front of me. And I offer her eyes and her presence to those behind me. You can draft off me. It's cool. You know, let's go and we'll find our rest. It's coming. Yeah. It's coming. So that to me, that experience, I'm like, okay, I'm in. I need your help. Because as fun as the past few days have been, and as much as I sense my body is feeling good, like acclimated, so I can go into this with confidence, I am not fooled at all about the difficulty of this experience. Thank God I have so much support, so many people to draft off, that all I can do is offer myself as a draft.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I know you've talked before about your mom being with you. Has she shown up in Kona with you yet?
You want to make me cry? So this morning, every morning, okay, the beauty, I love morning time. I love morning time. So the routine at home has been the routine here. But the blessing for me here is I wake up even earlier. So I have even more time to myself. And it's pitch black dark, except that we arrived on the night of the full moon. And yeah. So the first morning, the moon was setting over the ocean that we are looking at. And, four out of the five nights so far, we've been able to see the moon when we wake up and bathe in the moonlight. And that has been incredible. So this morning, I have been working on being present, like being here, and I am moving more and more in that direction as race day approaches. And so I was asking for help this morning to be in this moment. So we go back a little bit. Two or three weeks ago, I had a dream with my mom. Now I'm I've had many dreams with her that have just been tremendous gifts. This last one, she had written me this long letter. And it was a three-page, I couldn't believe how long this letter was. My mom, I never received a three-page letter from my mom. And so the interesting thing about it was, there are a couple interesting things. One is, on the first page, her handwriting was really bad. Like, as if being sick influenced her mental capacities or her motor capacity. She wasn't able to articulate or something. But then the rest of it was great. And it's not like I read the letter. It wasn't like I could see any of the words, right? Except that it was beautiful, except the last page. And the last page was the prayer from it was the prayer that we chose to be on her prayer card for her funeral.
Mm.
So that was in this letter. So, and it's a beautiful prayer of letting go. So this morning when I started to write and to be, in this moment, I decided, I mean, it was still dark, and I hadn't tried this more. It's getting close to half. And so it's not quite as bright, but I was like, well, maybe I can write by the moonlight. And I was like as much under the moon, as I could be. And I was like, well, I'll try. And my eyes aren't very good anymore, so I got my glasses on and everything else. And I start to write, and I'm like, well, I can't even see what I'm doing, but I'm going to keep writing. And I was like, wow, like the memory of my mom's letter and her like handwriting, that, because she had great handwriting. And that it was kind of, and so it was like, wow, she's here, man.
Yeah.
She's just so here.
That's beautiful.
I'm just
so glad that you have that awareness of her and her presence while you're there. And you know, we often come back to talking about this, about being in the moment. You know, when we're not in the moment, we're distracted by everything else. We don't have the opportunities to experience presence like that, that isn't right in front of our eyeballs.
Yeah.
It's more of a feeling than a tangible something, something.
Yeah.
How's the wind out there on the Queen Highway?
Right, on the Queen K. So that first day, I was like, I can do this, you know? I mean, I felt strong, and I was like, oh, this ride is gonna rock. And I was feeling great. And so it was a 2-hour ride. I was gonna go an hour out and turn around and come an hour back. And so, I don't know, maybe 45, 50 minutes in, I see this sign. You know, I'm looking at all the signs, like, to pay attention. Where's the energy lab? All these markers that you hear about when you pay attention to the race, like when people, if they follow on Saturday and listen to the commentators, they talk about all this stuff. So anyway, I come upon this sign, and it says, dangerous crosswinds at dawn and dusk. And I was like, and I look off, and it's like the terrain is like, it's opened up into this vast plain. And I was like, and then the ocean, so the vast plain on the right and then the ocean on the left. And you're like, oh yeah, I can see how the crosswinds can come in here, but I don't plan on being here at dawn or dusk on race day. You know, I'll be here in between that. So that's fine. That's fine. So I told Linda all about that, you know, and it was fine. I mean, you get pushed around a little bit, and you're like, is it safe to grab my water bottle now? Should I eat something? You know? But it was fine. It could be a lot worse. Who knows? So anyway, yesterday my ride was a little bit longer, and I was like, okay, cool. All right. Where's that sign? And I'm like waiting, and I'm a lot slower yesterday, 'cause like I said, it was supposed to be easy. and the wind was against me going out. So anyway, I'm like, where's that sign? Where's that sign? And I come upon the sign, and I'm like, what? It doesn't say dangerous crosswinds. It says donkey crossings at dawn and dusk. Who am I? Did I just really see donkey crossing? It was so freaking hilarious. I was like, wow, it really did. I swear, honey, I swear, I came back. I couldn't wait to tell Linda. I was like, it didn't say dangerous crossing. It said donkey crossing. She's like, no, it did not. I was like, yes, it did. And I said, I laughed out loud. And she looked it up. She Googled it. So everyone, you go ahead and Google it. You know, donkey crossing sign in Kona, and it pops right up. It's a donkey crossing. So what was going on Thursday? Like, what was I thinking? Was I just hallucinating because I was up all day on Wednesday, exhausted.
Well, and you know, you expect these high winds, right? You know, right. There are high winds out there, so it makes total sense. You see right. What you expected.
Yeah, it was so funny. Donkey crossings. So, that was hilarious. It was hilarious.
Oh, that's great. You know what's so fun about that, though, is now you're going to go past that on race day, and it's going to be another fuel of laughter.
Exactly. Amen. Yeah. Take me outside of myself. Get me out of being like crazy because it's hot or it's extra windy or I had a flat tire or something.
Yeah. What are the temps these days? What are you expecting on race day?
You know what? I stopped looking. I stopped looking, right? Because it's just not going to matter. Every day it looks like it's going to storm. And we have had rain, but only at night. So, you know, it gets all ominous looking and nothing happens. And so you're like, okay, that's cool. If it's overcast, it'll be wonderful. It feels like it gets super humid later today. But I mean, we did this 10K at 7:30 in the morning yesterday. And afterwards, we're like eating our mango and all kinds of great stuff. And I mean, I'm soaked as if I just took a shower in my running clothes. I mean, so it's humid. But what's interesting is if you look at the temp, it might have been 70s yesterday morning or something, but my Garmin will read 90. Like the data, when I open up the data, it was 92 during my run or something. And so I don't know if that's the blacktop or so you'll hear, like, I mean, they'll tell you, the commentators on Saturday will say, well, it feels like 110 out there. So, you know, when it is not overcast, when the sun is shining, you feel like you're baking.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is fine. I don't mind feeling that way. If, as long as I don't feel sick to my stomach and I can keep moving.
Right.
So what? It's just heat. Cool. But it's like, you know, figuring out the nutrition part so that.
Well, that was my next question. You know, so some of the technical questions. Do you feel like you have that dialed in?
As best as I can.
Yeah.
I mean, everything has gone well so far. And, you know, and I read a really great article by Jordan Rapp on nutrition in Kona. And he said something that really resonated with me, too. And it's your effort level. Effort level definitely has an impact. Okay. So if you're going beyond what you're really capable of, you're going to feel it in your gut.
Regardless of what you've eaten. Yeah.
Even if you've eaten great stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you've eaten bad stuff, well, you're going to feel it too.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So there's an amazing sound going on behind you, like some kind of foliage outside or
it's a bird.
What is it?
Good question, man. I'm like, what are those?
Oh, I mean, it's awesome.
You hear all kinds of, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Listen to them.
Awesome. That's cool that you can hear that.
Little Jurassic Park-ish.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you looking forward to yet this week before race day?
Well, I'm really looking forward. I mean, who doesn't love swag? So yes. I register tomorrow and I get whatever they give us.
All right.
It comes with our registration fee and I'm really excited to see whatever that is. That's just fun. It's going to be fun to get my number and put it on my bike and, do that kind of prep. There are two things. Wednesday is a complete rest day for me. So I'm hoping we can get our hands on a DVD player because my mother and father-in-law brought a movie that I love, and so it'd be really fun to watch. It's called The Power of One. It's a great book and a great movie. And just going to relax on Wednesday. And so that's cool. I don't have to go to the athlete village at all. There's nothing I have to do. And then on Friday, I would like to, we're going to, I want to gather whoever is here as that's come to support and we'll have a time of prayer and blessing in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Nice. So I've written a prayer for that I'm, it's really special.
Nice. As we're starting to wrap this up, what's a thorn, a bud, and a rose that you're working with or aware of right now?
Mm. Oh, okay, so I caught a cold.
Oh.
I haven't had a cold in, I mean, I can't tell you the last time I had a cold. So it was before Wisconsin last year, for sure. And so that's the little thorn, but it's really not bad. It's not bad at all. I've been able, I mean, I didn't ride. I was supposed to ride Saturday after the swim. But ended up saying, you know what, let's just rest. And I woke up yesterday feeling great. So that was really cool. And so then the rose really was waking up yesterday and feeling great. And I went to do this 10K with zero expectations whatsoever. But the one, feeling well enough to run and not feeling like I was compromising myself at all. That was a great feeling. But then to run. I mean, I ran this race and I went out easy. And when I run easy, like I run easy. I mean, I run easy. And so I'm like, this feels great. I mean, my legs felt a little heavy, but I'm just running easy. And I just keep running. And we're running the course. We're running the Ironman course, which is cool.
Yeah.
Which goes right past our condo, which is also really cool.
Yes. So,
yep. And so anyway, and I'm just running along and then we make the turnaround. I'm like, gosh, I still feel good. Well, maybe I could run a little faster and maybe I'll still feel good. And so I started running a little bit faster and I still felt good. And I actually didn't get past after the turnaround and all I did was kept passing people. And I was like, I feel really good. Don't push too hard. There's no reason to push hard here. You're not trying to do anything. I know. Let me just see if I still feel good. And I felt good the whole freaking time. I didn't feel sick at all. My foot did great. Everything was awesome. And I finished the race and I looked at my stats and my easy was faster than my easy has been in a long time.
Wow.
And I did push at the end. Heart rate got up to where it would get if I was pushing, but I didn't feel like I was pushing that hard. So that was a great feeling too. And I didn't feel sick to my stomach, you know, everything. It was just, so it was a huge, that is a big celebration because it allows me to go into this race with a positive experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anything can happen on race day, but it gives me that positive experience that I can reflect on and be like, awesome. Awesome. And I have a positive association with each step. And this part of the run course is the beginning of the run. And so that's really, that was a great rose. And I'd say what I'm looking forward to and, well, I'm just honestly, I'm looking forward and hesitant about is everyone's arrival. You know, I'm really looking forward to it, but it's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And everyone is amazing. Like there's no question the attentiveness and amount of support. It's just my desire to be with people and then realizing actually if I do that too much, I know its impact on me.
Yeah.
And so that is kind of a bud and a challenge.
Right. Yeah. How will you know? How will you know when it's too much? What are your markers?
I know how it feels inside.
Okay.
I know when, how I respond to people, what's going on. I can feel it. But it is very easy for me to recognize.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to know is, and I'll just keep learning, but how to maybe parcel out so that it doesn't get to that point.
Right. Recognize the symptoms before they get to
Yeah.
Well,
know what symptoms cause it.
Yeah.
And do my best to not put myself in situations that cause that.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever. It'll be fun.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know if you've experienced this before with Ironman, but when I've been going into a couple days before the race, we just, I'm at a slightly elevated, anxious place, and it doesn't take much from the outside to escalate that anxiety to a really uncomfortable point. And yeah. So it took me a while to learn how to just back off, a little less public time, less time around noises, you know, busy places. Yes. I really, really found that to be, I was extra sensitive to all stimuli.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Linda is such an advocate for me with that too. Like she'll recognize it and she'll say, "You sure that's a good idea?"
Mm-hmm.
And which is so helpful, mm-hmm. really helpful.
That's great.
Yeah.
As we are bringing this to a full close, I always ask a song.
Yep.
What song would you like to share with us as you're going into the last couple days prior to this big, fun, amazing event that you're doing with? It's just a long workout with 2,000 of your closest friends. There's food and beverage provided. It's no problem.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome, right? It's a catered party. Be not afraid. And I wonder if I want to try to get it to you.
All right. Yeah.
But that's, that is what will sustain me. I have, been working on rewriting, the song won't have the rewritten words, but rewriting that line, "Be not afraid," although it is a great, it flows really well too. I like to use affirmative statements. Mm-hmm. So be with me, or do trust in me, trust in the one, instead of the not. I'm gonna work on finding that song for you.
Nice. Maybe one of our listeners would be willing to help you re-record that into the positive affirmations.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome. Any guitar players out there that are listening? I'm sure it would be hard to find. You have a lot of people listening to you these days and a lot of people that are behind you and wishing you all of the loving, warm energy of the Hawaiian gods and God above, the gods of the wind and heat. And mom is out there with you and my dad is out there with her.
Yes. I have a friend who says, call upon all your ancestral angels.
Love it.
What a wonderful experience that has been for me. I have written down so many names of people that have gone. Mm. And what a wonderful gift to know that they are right here.
Yeah.
It's truly true, amazing. Yeah.
Rudy, you've been a wonderful gift to all of us, sharing your journey. And we don't have to be Ironman athletes to be moved by your stories, because so much of what you share is something we can implement into our daily living about being present, about offering up to others, to be the draft for others as well. So mahalo to you, and so many great wishes and warm hugs. Or cool hugs.
Right.
Cool hugs, yeah. For you for the rest of this week and going into the race. And that we really look forward to talking with you after and finding out more about your experience on that day.
Mahalo. This has been a true gift for me, the opportunity to process and to connect. And it's a huge privilege to have somebody listen to your story. And I appreciate that more than any words could ever express.
Thank you. Well, as we go out today, we're going to listen to Rudy's song, Be Not Afraid. Everyone, please have a wonderful, wonderful day and a wonderful evening. Come back, listen to Rudy's report after her race. Certainly, you can also, if you're listening to this prior to her race, so that means prior to October 14th, 2017, you can actually watch live streaming of the Ironman in Hawaii. So you can get onto the Ironman tracker online, ironman.com, and it'll take you right to the options for looking up the Kona race. And you could probably even find her crossing the finish line, which would be fun.
Yep, it'll be in the middle of the night, your time.
That's right. Again, depending on where you are listening, I'm recording this in Central Standard Time, so it's an 8-hour difference.
5-hour difference.
Five-hour difference. Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you again for being here. This is Jill with Jill M. Summers Performance Coaching. So grateful that you're here listening today, and we will see you on the next podcast.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words to foreign men, and they will understand. You shall see the face of God and live. Be not afraid. I go.
Thanks for being with us today. We invite you to join us on our mission to move people forward and upward. Go to jillmsummers.com. That's jillmsummers.com for more information and to listen to other inspiring podcasts. And remember to do one thing today that moves your life forward, which impacts others around you to do the same.